Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
What is playing out at Columbia University is horrific. Is it surprising, though? Well, I'm not really sure that it is. And we've certainly had this conversation before in various forms. But has this reached a critical point? Is this the tipping point? Professor Bill Kohlbrenner, he's a professor of English at Bar-Ilan University. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us today. I know how intense things are in Israel, well, certainly in the Jewish world, but this is an important conversation, isn't it?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, it's a very important conversation.
So give us a sense of how bad this is.
So let me tell you, Howard, you know, I'm a Columbia alumni. I got my PhD at Columbia. And when I saw the keffiyehs celebrating Shabbos in the Gaza Liberation Zone on the South Lawn of Columbia, the place where I used to play Ultimate Frisbee, I thought of my old teacher, Edward Said. Edward Said, as you know, was a Palestinian nationalist. He sat on my oral exams, my comprehensive exams for my PhD. Said, in an interview in 2001 with Ari Shavit, the Israeli journalist, said this: "Of course, I'm the last Jewish intellectual. You don't know anyone else. All your other Jewish intellectuals are now suburban squires. From Amos Oz, Israel's greatest novelist, to all these people here in America. So I'm the last one, the only true follower of the Frankfurt School theorist, Theodor Adorno. Let me put it this way. I'm Jewish Palestinian. So when I saw those kids taking our Shabbos and weaponizing it against us, I thought, wow, this is Edward Said's idea fulfilled. Not only is Said the last Palestinian, but now we have non-Jews on Columbia's South Lawn in front of Butler Library taking Shabbos and saying it's theirs. And the next day, on Sunday, yesterday, the rabbi at Shabbos said Jews should go home. For Said, the great political theorist for the Palestinians, he is the last Jew. For Columbia, for the students there, there are no Jews anymore. They've been sent home. The Jew vanishes. This is part of a strategy that was outlined 30 or 40 years ago by Said, who was not only influential in English departments, but he created Middle Eastern studies departments across America, not him, but his students, which are now strongholds of anti-Zionism. And everything they do is about taking the position of the Jews for themselves. We are the real Jews. We are the real exiles. We are the real people of virtue. It's a terrifying spectacle. Have we reached a tipping point? I don't know. People at Columbia tell me, and I don't know if they're reassuring themselves, that it's a small minority. Yet this small minority speaks volumes, and the small minority has caused Jews to go home. So maybe we have reached a tipping point. The university, I said, at the end of October, after October 7th, the university is dead to the Jews. The humanities are dead to the Jews. And maybe today we saw, or yesterday on Friday, we saw the Makkah of Patish. We saw that final blow in which we saw the university is really lost to us. I don't know what future generations are going to do, people who wanted to send their kids to Columbia, people in Teaneck, in Riverdale, people across America who wanted to send their kids to the best schools. They can't anymore. A, because the best schools aren't the best schools anymore, and B, because there is no place for the Jews.
It's absolutely devastating. I'm listening to this as though this just happened. But it didn't. As you said, it's actually been something that's been in play for 30 years to get here. Have we as Jews been too silent? Have we been too accepting? Have we been too liberal, maybe, in an understanding in our approach that has allowed it to get to this point?
It's a very tough question, Howard, and I know I feel it personally. Listen, I didn't relate as a religious Jew when I was at Columbia, but perhaps, you know, we should have known. We were so accepting of this marketplace of ideas, post-structuralist, deconstructionalist, new historicists, Marxists. For me, it was an exciting time, but I realize now that Said was training my teachers, the tenured radicals of the 80s, was teaching my teachers to mentor the current cohort of teachers who have taken over the humanities, taken over the university with the woke ideology, which is not based upon critical thinking, but rather conformity. We Jews assumed, especially in America, we assumed we were outside of history, that everybody was kind and good. Listen, when I open the door tonight and say, pour out your wrath upon the nations, which we do as part of the Pesach ritual, we can actually feel that now. When I was growing up in the 90s, says, why? Who? Everybody loves us. We were foolish. We were naive. We thought that we had transcended the world of anti-Semitism. But in a way, the Pesach Seder is much easier this way. We were all slaves in Egypt. We all see ourselves now as if we're coming out of Egypt. And we all are at the moment. We all are coming out of Egypt. And part of that is figuring out what's going on in Colombia and what our future is.
It's actually incredible. Kathy Kaler, who's the CEO of Chai FM, messaged me earlier and she said, the songs that you're playing today have a whole new meaning this year. And I think what that does is it really does capture what we are all feeling. Every word that we are hearing about, you know, in every generation, and we've seen this over and over again in the last few days, people are quoting it in every generation, they rise up against. We've always just said these words. I don't think I felt it. I don't think I have felt it the way I'm feeling it this year when we have an empty place at our Seder. I don't think any of us have really understood what this means.
Well, as you said, Howard, you know, the tragedy and the catastrophe and the continuing challenges are also an opportunity for us. And I think one of the things that we have to do is they want to take our Shabbos, they want to take our holidays, they took Simchas Torah away from us. Let's make this ours. Let's make Shabbos ours. Let's make Pesach ours.
And I think that is a phenomenal, phenomenal note to leave it on. Wishing you and your family, Professor Bill Kolbrenner, a Chag Sameach. And let's hope that we all try and get that balance right. I'd love to hear from you on 34519 or 0618951019. How do we do that? How do we get the balance right? Understanding the enormity of where we're at, understanding the tragedy of what has happened in the last 6 or 7 months, but still celebrating and celebrating the fact that we are here, that we are resilient, and we always will be.